Good morning to you. It is 9 o'clock already, 9 o'clock in the morning. Happy to have Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan with us. Good morning, sir. How are you? What's up?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Everything's good. Looking forward to the Independence Day weekend here, and the COVID numbers look good here anyway. Maybe
yeah.
Not around the country, but at least here they do right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, here they look good. Now, you only have one hospitalization. That was last week. How many we have now? We have none or what?
Yes, actually, we're down to zero residents here in the county in the hospital for COVID, thankfully, which is just such good news, and we want to keep it that way, obviously.
Yeah, tell me about this, Greg. I know you're excited about this. Tell me about the fireworks at Tech City and how that's going to work, sir.
So we've spent a few weeks or months, it feels like, trying to figure out how to safely do fireworks to celebrate Independence Day, and so we were able to come up with a plan to do that Saturday night, starting at 7:30. It's first come, first serve, totally free and open to the public. It'll be basically a drive-up kind of format. We've got a few thousand parking spots in those lots there, and I want to thank the law firm of Minetti & Minetti, who's sponsoring it. Really appreciate them stepping up to make this happen. So we're looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, the city of Kingston and many other towns around the county will be doing caravans and parades to honor our frontline workers who have really stepped up, as we know, through the COVID crisis.
That is very, very cool. I'm glad that you were able to pull that off. And something else you're pretty excited about, too, the opening of the Ulster County Pool Complex in New Paul's, right?
Yes, it's a big weekend. So same day, Saturday, July 4th, we'll, with some restrictions for safety, of course, we'll open up our Ulster County pool, which is right down by the fairgrounds there on Libertyville Road in New Paltz. And we know how many families, how many kids, seniors look forward to and really rely on that for just health and sanity,
yeah.
Especially now. So
yeah.
We're glad to open that.
Good. And we're on track for phase four on Tuesday. Is that right?
That's right. Right now we are on track for phase four, Tuesday the 7th. We're still working to get clarity from the state on gyms, malls, and movie theaters, which were originally, you know, outlined in phase four. And there's some, you know, back and forth about whether they will be able to open or how they'll be able to open. So we are pushing a plan that we, you know, to the state that we think we can open them safely and responsibly, and we're hopeful that we'll get to that point by Tuesday.
I hope so. We don't need a phase four and a half, please. Don't. Please.
Yeah,
love it.
Exactly.
That's right. I saw your Facebook town hall. There have been some questions about the courts opening. Do you have any word on that?
So there's been some limited opening of the courts already, and we've also been doing virtual proceedings throughout COVID. I know there's some discussion about how to take the next step there. I'll admit I don't have the latest in front of me on that. I don't want to give bad information, so we can get that updated info to you. I just don't want to say, I don't want to give the wrong info to folks.
Right. I understand. I was talking to parents, and they recently, as late as this week, and they still honestly don't know anything about the schools. Have you heard anything about the schools opening in September? What's up?
We're all in the same boat on that, and I think, you know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, as we see what's happening in other states, especially in the Southwest, the South, the huge resurgence, and Dr. Fauci's testimony yesterday, and I think it's going to be touch and go with
mm-hmm.
schools for, you know, potentially the next few weeks. All the schools are in a planning process to be able to open. I think that's what everybody's hoping and aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
But if we see a major resurgence, or we start to see cases from other states make their way into New York, then that'll have to be relooked, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that is actually very alarming. It's really good that, you know, we're starting to open it up with the fireworks in the pool, but that by no means means that you can totally relax. You still have to practice the social distancing stuff. I mean, you still have to take extreme precautions, because we don't want to relapse. It's the last thing in the world we need, right?
Well, this is the hard part, and it's kind of counterintuitive. We share all this good news, and it's great, but it's not by accident. It's because everyone has been following these protocols And so as we reopen even more, it's actually even more important that we follow these protocols. And so I know it's tough, and I know we're asking a lot of folks, but it works. It's worked here, and you look at other states where they didn't take this seriously, and you see what's happening. So unfortunately now we do have that other side of the coin right in front of us to see what could go wrong.
So close to the finish line, don't blow it now. We have Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. I do appreciate a couple of moments. When's your next town hall, sir?
We'll have another update tomorrow, Thursday, at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And hopefully more continued good news to share there. Yeah.
Good job. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, thanks very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. And early happy Independence Day to everybody. Please be safe and healthy throughout this this holiday weekend, and enjoy the summer.
And you as well, sir. Thank you. 7 after 9.